This is Life Change Weekend. Welcome to Dino Patrone Ministries interview program, which highlights the life-changing message of Jesus Christ in action. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 states, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." And now, to introduce his guest, here's Dr. Dino Patrone.
I want to welcome you to Life Change Weekend, and I'm delighted you're listening into our program today. Taking the Bible around the world. That's like a pretty good idea, doesn't it? I remember in early days of my life going to Bible college and learning the Bible and thinking, this is a great book. I was raised with it, but I never really learned it quite like that. And then, of course, the Bible is the Word of God that we can literally take to people when they need it. I have a dear friend on with me today, and he and I go back, I think, as close to 50 years. And he used to be a member of my church in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania. God led him into evangelism, and now he has a wonderful ministry, literally taking the Bible to many countries, sending the Word of God to the world. I'm delighted to have evangelist Dan Hummel on with me today. And Dan, I think we go back 50 years. I think that's about right. Is that how you see it?
That's exactly how I see it, and you've been a dear friend over these years, and the fellowship that we've enjoyed certainly has been one of pleasure to my heart, and I trust pleasure to your heart as well.
It has been, and you know, it's amazing how young we look at our age, isn't it?
I don't count the years. I just keep my eyes focused on the coming of the Lord and try not to think how old we really are.
You know, I remember so often when you and I would talk years ago, Dan, when you and I were both in Chambersburg together, about the burden you carried of getting the scriptures out. And I remember I was in Florence, South Carolina one time, and I don't know what I was doing there, maybe speaking at a conference or something, I don't remember, but you and I talked in a hallway where there was displays, and you had a display there talking about what was happening, and you began a ministry, I'm not sure how many years ago you began it, called Beacon of Truth Ministries, and it really has touched a lot of hearts because of what you're doing. Dan, tell our listeners, what is Beacon of Truth Ministries?
Well, Beacon of Truth Ministries got started in 1992. We had a great burden to see and equip missionaries with the literature they need to do evangelism and reach the lost for Christ, as well as fulfilling the Great Commission and baptizing them and teaching them the Word of God. And if these missionaries really didn't have what they needed in order to accomplish that, they were at a great loss. And that's why we started Beacon of Truth. It's a printing ministry that provides materials like Bibles and New Testaments and gospel tracts to missionaries around the world at no cost to them.
Yeah, and I think that's a tremendous help to them. I've been to the field a lot of times, and I remember people, they just gravitate to anything they can get hold of, literature. So why did you start that, and how did it get started? What was on your heart, Dan, when it started?
Well, I had made a missions trip to Romania right after Ceausescu was killed. He was killed in December of 1989, and a dear friend of ours, Dave Arnold, and myself went to Romania to see the country and to see the situation there. And so we were in that country right after Ceausescu was killed. We went in January of 1990, and the thing that I was able to see as I traveled that country from one end to the other, there was no Bibles, there was no tools of evangelism, children weren't able to go to church or allowed to go to church. Most of the people that were there were older folks in the assemblies. They didn't have pastors, or if they did, one pastor had to take care of about 15, 16 different churches. So there was a real spiritual need there for the Word of God, and that's really touched my heart. I come back to America, prayed about it. We took some literature into the country on our next trip in 1991. And on my return from that trip, I said, Lord, if you give me a printing press, we'll do what we can to get literature into this country. And that's really how Beacon of Truth really got started. 3 weeks later, we had our first printing press. We started printing gospel tracts in the Romanian language, and one thing led to another. And now we print Bibles and New Testaments and gospel tracts.
Yeah, it's really exciting what you're doing. You're listening in to Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron chatting with you, and our guest is Dan Hummel, who is spreading the Word of God, with literally the Word of God going around the world with Beacon of Truth Ministries. Our offer that we want to give you today, and if you'd like to get it, go to our webpage, is the book The Path, which is the story of the book of Ruth. Path is a trodden way. It may be a lane, a road, or course of action. It may be a track with a specific course in mind. And sometimes we travel only to find ourselves and question ourselves if this was the best route. Well, with Ruth, it was an unusual route that brought her to Bethlehem, and eventually she comes into the genealogical line of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this book is about that. Many use this book for Bible studies and for prayer times, and many people use it in small groups because there's questions and discussion questions with it. And you can get it by simply going to Dina Padron Ministries. It's D-I-N-O. P-E-D-R-O-N-E, DinaPadronMinistries.com, and you can get it there. The information is there, how you can get it. Now, Dan, let's talk about where you're located. I think you have two locations now, correct?
Yes, we do. Actually, we have three. We started Beacon of Truth in South Carolina. Our first building we purchased there. It's on about 2 acres of property. We have about 5,000 square feet of usable space there. I thought when we moved into that building, it would be all that we needed till Jesus comes again. And that didn't pan out to be true. We since then have moved a number of 40-foot containers onto the property. We have four of them there. And then we opened a warehouse in Stanton, Virginia, where a lot of the products are stored until they're ready to ship. And here about 2 years ago, the Lord opened a door for us to open another facility in Bedford, Pennsylvania. We have a building there that is about 4,000 square feet, and that's where all the Bibles are assembled and put together and then shipped to the foreign countries. We're getting ready to add on to that building. We're waiting for contractors to give us price, and we're hoping to add another 10,000 square feet to that building because we're just totally out of space. The demand is so great, the need is so great, and we just have to have this expansion in order to keep pace with the requests that we receive.
Now, is the biggest need, do you think, Dan, the Bibles themselves, or is it a combination of the Bibles and the literature?
I would say all of that. The combination, obviously, we use the book of Romans with the plan of salvation. It has an illustrated plan of salvation in the beginning of it. We also use the book of John in Romans. And that's the beginning point. That's where missionaries can get them and distribute them to their people in massive ways. It's cost prohibitive, of course, to pass out just randomly Bibles on the street. But we have done some of that. But basically, it starts with that book of Romans, telling people in their language how they need a Savior and what they can do in order to have that Savior in their life. And then obviously, when somebody gets saved, they need a Bible in their language, but there's not always a translation of that Bible in their language. And that's where it requires a lot of work, a lot of prayer in order to accomplish that. But we begin with that gospel track or the book of Romans primarily. We just sent a large container to Kenya, Africa, with 650,000 of the booklets on there. And we'll continue to do that to reach people around the world.
And how do you finance 650,000 going overseas like that? How do you do that, Dan?
Well, one of the exciting things about our ministry is that we've involved the local church in putting these scriptures together, these Roman booklets together. The Open Door Church there in Chambersburg, where you were pastor, they do it every year with us. We have about 45 different churches that we get into each year, and we spend a Sunday through a Wednesday with them or a Thursday through a Sunday with them. We bring all the equipment that is necessary in order for the church to actively get involved in putting these Roman booklets together. There's a collation that is necessary. There's a cover that needs to be folded. We bring the staplers. We staple those books. And then, of course, they need to be cut and boxed. And the local church, the number of booklets that they desire to do, whether it be 5,000 or 25,000, we have some churches that do over 100,000 books in the period of time that we are with them, they cover the cost of that Roman booklet. And we can produce the entire book of Romans with the illustrated plan of salvation in it and a beautiful cover that would be appropriate for that particular country that we're going into. We can produce that for 12 cents apiece. And the local church takes the responsibility of helping pay for that. Then we have to raise the money to send the container into the country. And a container, a full container, a 20-foot container with those scriptures on, ranges anywhere from $3,500 to $8,000 to get them to the country. But we raise that money and we pay for that and ship them to the country that the booklets are going to.
So, Dan, I think if I were a pastor right now, I'd be really interested in partnering with you to do this. And there's probably pastors right now listening in and saying, well, I'd like to have that as part of our church family work here. How do they get hold of you and what do they need to do?
Well, I will give you my personal cell phone number, and that's the best route to me. My number is area 843-409-0216. That's my cell phone number. Or they can write to me at 5285 Forest Avenue in Bedford, Pennsylvania. And the zip code there is 15522. And we'd be more than happy to give them all the information that is necessary and possibly set up a date with them that we could work with them.
Give that address one more time, Dan.
The address would be 5285 Forest Avenue, Bedford, Pennsylvania, 15522.
Well, this is an exciting ministry that we're hearing about today. Beacon of Truth Ministries, directed by Dan Hummel. He's the founder of the ministry as well. And you're listening in to Life Change Weekend. So glad to have you listening in today to our program and what God is doing through getting the Word of God out around the world. And our offer this week is the book, The Path, that I have written, that talks about the life and the story of Ruth, one of the great stories of the Bible. The unique part of this book is the fact that it's really a Bible study. You can use it in small groups and Sunday school classes. Many preachers get this to do background research on preaching the book of Ruth, and it's available to you. You can simply go to dinopedroneministries.com and get the book, D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, dinopedroneministries.com. Now, Dan, how many languages do you print?
Right now, we are printing in 23 different languages. Like we've printed in Russian, we've printed in Spanish, we've printed in Urdu, which is a Pakistanian language. We've printed in Swahili and Burmese. We've done French Creole. We print in the language of Samoa. But 23 different languages is what we have printed thus far, and we're always praying and asking the Lord to open up other languages and countries to us so that we can get it in their language as well.
I can hear a listener right now asking the question, how do you do that? So how do you do that? How do you get those into those languages?
Well, some of the projects that we have personally been involved in, we work directly with a missionary that assembles a group of a reliable and trustworthy translators in the country. And they begin to work on maybe the book of John, the book of Romans. Well, that's where we start, get that into their language and have it proof checked. And then, of course, it has to be put into a digital file and we start printing. And in the meantime, they start working on translating the entirety of the Bible. Most of the scriptures that we have printed, the languages that we have printed, we rely upon the recommendation of the Trinitarian Bible Society in order to tell us, you know, what would be a reliable and trustworthy language translation to print. But we've been able to do 23 different languages at this point and praying that the Lord would open more and more doors for us.
That's amazing, Dan. That's just wonderful. So let's talk about the Bible for a moment. How big of a need is there to print Bibles? And I travel to a lot of countries and talk to a lot of different people, and some places they would love to have a copy of the Bible in their language, and I guess they would pay premium price to get it. So how big of a need is there? You've been in this field, Dan. You really know this field. Tell us about that.
Well, the need is really overwhelming, Brother Padron. There's 7.7 plus billion people in this world right now. And there's approximately 7,130 different spoken languages. Now, here is where the hurt comes. Only about 700 of those spoken languages of the world have a full Bible. A full Bible, a whole Bible, all 66 books of the Bible. Only 700 out of 7,139 spoken languages in this world. There's about 1,551 different languages that have a New Testament, and there's an additional 1,160 that have a scripture portion in their language. That means that there's about 2,200 languages in this world that have absolutely no scripture verse in their language. It's hard for me to comprehend that great need and that lack that has been going on for some time with all the modern conveniences that we have, printing presses, the relative ease of travel. But that's the problem. The big publishing companies that publish the Bible also publish other things as well. And many of them are interested in one bottom line, and that's the dollar they can make on the Bible that they publish. They're not interested in providing them for countries that are poor and can't afford them. But that's where we come in. We want to help those countries that can't afford to pay for a Bible and be able to provide. So all of our literature that we send to a missionary, that's absolutely free to them. We absolutely make no charge to the missionaries at all. But we really have a burden. These number of languages that are still without scripture, they've never seen John 3:16. And they need to hear that there's a God in heaven that loves them and a Savior that died for them and is willing to save them if they just call upon the name of the Lord. And so we continue to print the Bible and the scripture booklets and the gospel tracts to reach these dear, precious souls for the Savior.
Now, Dan, are there other ministries doing the kind of work that you're doing? I'm familiar with some of them that are doing that, but are there many? Do you have information on that?
Yes, we have a number of good, solid ministries that are involved in Bible publication. For instance, Bearing Precious Seed, located in Milford, Ohio, is probably the largest church-related printing ministry, printing Bibles and scripture portions, and really that they have been instructive for us. We're good friends with them. Dr. Charles Keene and Dale Money and those guys, they're personal friends of ours that we love and appreciate. In Tennessee, just outside of Knoxville, you have Mount Pisgah Printing Ministry. Down in Milford, Florida, you have the ministry down there. There's a good local church that is involved in printing the scriptures. The problem is there's just not enough of us. And when I hear another church that wants to get involved, it rejoices my heart. But let me just say this, Brother Dino. I believe every church ought to be involved to some degree in getting the literature, the Bibles, to the foreign mission field. Every church ought to be involved to some degree, whether they are buying printing presses and printing, or whether they're getting involved with one of the ministries that I've mentioned today. Every church ought to be involved in helping get the Word of God to the mission fields of the world.
Hmm. Give us your address and the way to connect with you again, Dan, if you would.
Okay, the best way to connect with me, my phone number is area 843-409-0216, or they can write to me personally, and my address is 5285 Forest Avenue, Bedford, Pennsylvania, 15522. Or they can write the main printing plant in Florence, South Carolina, which is P.O. Box 6979, Florence, South Carolina, Let's see. These numbers sometimes run together, and I forget what the zip code is.
I know that feeling myself, Dan. Yeah.
it's hard sometimes, but the zip code there is it'll come to me, Dino.
That's all right, Dad. That's all right. That's where your son's at down there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
That zip code is 29502. I'm sorry.
29502.
A moment.
No, that's all right. That's fine. I've done that many a time. You're listening into Life Change Weekend. I'm delighted you're listening into a challenging presentation of a wonderful ministry called Beacon of Truth Ministries with my dear friend Dan Hummel, who the Lord laid this on his heart many, many years ago. You know, Dan, this is off the subject a little bit, but I remember years ago you and I talked about this kind of a ministry, and you mentioned David Arnold. Dave and I talked about his kind of a ministry. There were several others there in Chambersburg in our church that talked about these kind of ministries, and every one of them I think of are out there. They've done what they set out to do. I was in Africa not long ago with Dave, and I was amazed at the buildings that are built there. They're just amazing. Well-built buildings, and the work that you're doing, it thrills my heart to see what God is doing like this. Let's talk a little bit about how do you get the printed materials to the missionaries, Dan?
Well, the first thing that has to occur is, of course, they be printed and then assembled and boxed, and then they are loaded on a tractor and trailer, and they are taken either to Baltimore, to the port there, or we have used Charleston, South Carolina, and we've also used shipping out of Miami, especially to the Americas there. We ship out of Miami. They're loaded on a barge, and those big containers are taken to that country. And the day that we load one of those containers, we usually have about 15 volunteers that come, and we have 2 hours to load that container. Now, some ministries load a container on skids, but you can't get as much on one of those containers that way. If we load it by hand and stack it to the ceiling, most of the boxes that we send are going to contain anywhere from 625,000 to 750,000 of those scripture books. Once they're loaded, we have 2 hours to do that. If we go over that, which we never have, the transportation company usually charges us every 15 minutes an additional $100 to do that. But we've never had that problem. We've always had good volunteers come, and we can load a container in less than 2 hours. Then there's a seal put on it. All the paperwork has to be done prior to that, shipped to the country and the port that it's going into. And hopefully when everything is the way it's supposed to be, it is released and into the country. We have to have a missionary there or a representative there in that country that will receive that container. And then, of course, it's shipped to their place of distribution and sent around that particular country.
Hmm. That sounds like an enormous amount of work. So how do churches get involved to help you with that, Dan?
Well, they can come to Bedford as a group. We've had group come in there. They also can come to Florence, South Carolina, whatever location is closest for them. But we've had groups come in. We can handle about 15 people at a time at either facility in assembling Bibles or New Testaments, whatever we're working on at that particular time. They can come there and work and volunteer some time, put scriptures together. It's something that is relatively easy to do and something that is extremely enjoyable to do and provides a great time of fellowship for people. When we go into these churches and do these scripture assemblies on their location, you know, we can handle as many as the church is able to handle in the particular room or gymnasium. We've had as many as 200 people working at one time, and we've had as few as 15 people working at one time. But it's amazing to see the work progress and the number of scriptures that are put together, the thrill, the joy that people have in doing that. And Brother Dino, I can honestly say we've never gone to a church that they haven't extremely fell in love with it and wanted to do it over and over and over again. We've been going into churches since 2006, And we are about ready to put a second team on the road because we have so many desiring to do it that the team that we have that goes now just can't handle it all.
Well, Dan, this is an exciting thing we've talked about today. And thank you for your obedience to the Holy Spirit to direct this and start this. And we've been talking today with Dan Hummel of Beacon of Truth Ministries. And thank you, Dan, so much for being on. I want to remind you that our gift offer today is the book, The Path. You can get it simply going to dinopedroneministries.com, D-I-N-O-P-E-D-R-O-N-E, dinopedroneministries.com, and ask for the book, The Path, and we'll get it to you. Have a blessed day. And again, thank you so much, Dan Hummel, for the wonderful presentation of Beacon of Truth Ministries.
Life Change Weekend is a listener-supported production of Dino Padron Ministries. To join with DPM's mission of helping individuals grow their faith, visit dinopadronministries.org. And don't miss Life Change Today, Dr. Padron's weekday Bible study. Check local listings for details.